leg, 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 leg. What's up, urinal cakes and toilet ducks? Welcome to The Internet Is a Toilet, where I dig deep to bring you the best of the worst that the internet has to offer. Today, we follow up on a new obsession of mine, public access show Topic Time and host Harrison Young. You may remember Topic Time from episodes 73, 75, and 76, further proving that obsession is the right word. This episode of Topic Time may not be the cringiest one yet, however, it just may be my absolute favorite. So let's get right into it. This is
The Internet Is a Toilet, my brothers.
That's right. I was on Topic Time. Ha! For those of you just listening, that was from the end of the show where he invites his guest to join in snapping along to that jazzy little tune. And if this is your first episode of the show, you're probably asking yourself, what is Topic Time? I'll put some links in the notes of previous coverage. But moving on to literally me on Topic Time with Harrison Young.
Introduce officially Mr. Adam Thoreau, as if almost like Henry David Thoreau.
Yeah, exactly. Harrison, thanks for having me.
Thanks. Oh, thanks for your enthusiasm, and I love that. Well, it looks like you're sitting in a barn over there. Are you in a, what kind of a, is that your house? Is that outside in your little outside cubicle or what? What is that? I see it like it looks like a barbecue grill behind you there.
I'm downstairs in my dungeon.
Got it. Oh, yeah, sweet. Okay, dungeons can work, and you're the dragon in the dungeon, right?
You know it. The dragon, of course.
Well, I know you wanted to do the show for a while, and this is incredible.
It was a dream come true to be on Topic Time with Harrison Young. I bounce back and forth between loving him and judging him. He's so cute on the show.
You look very fit. You belong to a gym?
No.
You don't? But that's okay. You don't have to belong to a gym to be fit. You just got to keep active, and you obviously are.
But he has a very, very different personality on Facebook. In the past few days alone, there have been innocent gems like, well, this. It's a photo of a bunny sniffing around his yard. Aww, cute. And the caption says, "That's it, buddy. Sniff for the red tide before you lick. Let what happened to me back on Sunday, May 9th, 1982, be a lesson to all." Take that how you will. Here's a photo from a prehistoric kitchen that reads, "I'm having trouble getting that cabinet door to stay closed. Hard to believe she used to be a tight prude." Mm-hmm. Jody Silverstein Gould chimes in and tries to be helpful with, "Might be a loose screw." Harrison obviously replies, like anyone would, "Hopefully that'll lead to a nice piece of ass for me." What the fuck? Yeah, definitely worth a follow. But back to my Topic Time episode. Me.
So, all right. I mean, you haven't answered that microphone, as we commented, kind of looks like an operating light, in a surgeon's room there, or a light in an operating room, I should say. That's what I meant to say. These astute observations.
What an introduction. Thank you so much for having me, Harrison. Okay, let's see. You want to go back? I mean, I've been watching Topic Time for years. I know we're not talking about, we're going to talk about Topic Time for a minute first, and then we'll talk about, I mean, some of my favorite episodes. Rags to Stitches, that rock and roll group, Ronnie, DC, and Dizzy, the rappers, A-Train International.
You know those people? Because they're from the, well, I have a lot of guests from Worcester and Connecticut. They love coming down here. Great musical show. Oh, yeah, plenty of musical guests.
So I love when you have the musical guests on. I love all the artists.
That's what I love to get on, the beautiful ladies.
I'm not going to play the whole thing. If you want to watch it, I'll also link it in this description. But there are definitely a few highlights that I'd like to share. This definitely isn't your average episode of The Internet is a Toilet. This is a much more historical documentation slash victory lap.
Beautiful girls, great for ratings. And, you know, I'm still single as a shingle on a Pringle. So who knows, man? I can't think of a better way to make a love connection and show people I'm the best catch in the neighborhood. If not for doing what I do for my life here, obviously.
He's the self-proclaimed best catch in the neighborhood, but still single like a shingle on a Pringle. Why in gosh darn heck do you think that is? Here I am talking about that time I made a short film and friend and topic of episode 62, Joey Herbs was my boom mic holder.
And I had my unemployed friend, Joey Herbs, was our boom director. He was our boom operator. He had no job, so he could always be there within 5 minutes to run the...
Herbs, because he's does this every day. You know what I mean?
Herbs,
you know what I mean?
I thought you meant blow kisses. Like, mwah.
No.
Mwah.
No, I don't mean to blow a kiss to you. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't... I haven't smoked weed in so long, I forgot how to do it. Let me see, the bong thing.
How long? How long has it been, Harrison?
Not since September 2nd, 1979. You probably...
Wow! Yet. I was not.
Yeah.
So, I got to fanboy / positive troll for a bit. I got Harrison to admit the last time he smoked weed, this was all a dream come true.
July 1st, 1984.
Yeah, let me see. July... That was a Sunday.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what were you doing though? Come on, what were you doing?
What was I doing? I was regretting. I'd gone in the day before. I'd gone to the Whole Foods store in Wellesley, and I went in there shirtless. And the girl said to me, "Did you come to visit me?" And I should have been a little more forward with her. So I was regretting the fact that I wasn't. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, I said, "Come on, like."
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Having a photographic memory is impressive. I personally can't even remember that shitty joke about having a bad memory. But his memory of that day was thinking about what happened the previous day. That's a pretty boring example of having a photographic memory. I was hoping for something more along the lines of his Facebook posts. You know, cinnamon, the sexy spice, then 5 tongue-out laugh emojis. I don't get it. But I like it. Anyway, this last clip from the interview portion, well, the moment just presented itself, and I had to.
Yeah, it looks like you're right out in the country there. Now you look behind me, it looks like I'm sitting out in the country. That's a green screen. You know that, right? I'm not really outside. That's actually across the street. My tech guy Joe takes great pictures.
What?
Oh, you didn't?
What?
You thought I was outside, really?
Are you kidding me? That looks it. You're there right now.
No, I'm there, but it's out. I'm in the studio. There's a green screen behind me, and that's not really outside.
I can see the tree through your glasses, though.
I know, but that's because that's what the green. I mean, you must work with the green screen when you do your videos, right? Sometimes, don't you know how they work? You can put anything. If you don't know this, maybe I'm helping you out. You could do so much. Awesome backdrops with so many awesome backdrops with a green screen. If you've never used one, I'm surprised that you didn't know that. Maybe you did. Have you never used a green screen for any of your work?
A quick peek behind the curtain. I've been producing my own videos for over 2 decades now. I bought my first green screen 15 years ago. I had so much fun having Harrison explain to me everything that you just listened to, so I won't repeat it, but it was so much fun. And like the title says, honestly, it was a dream come true. The last clip that I want to play from the show, which will play us out of this part of the show, is a couple of songs that I performed live on Topic Time.
Can you hear me? How's that sound?
I can hear you. I can hear you, Dr. Wool. Go ahead.
All right, cool. This song is called Spider.
Okay.
Oh my God, look at that spider sitting alone in the basement sink. I think I'm gonna look for other spiders. I bet that the spiders are looking for me. Here we go. Leg, 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 spider. Spider! Leg, 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 spider. Spider! Get it? Because spiders only have 8 legs?
That's right. And you did leg 8 times.
Yeah.
I know. I was counting them. Make sure
you. Do you want to hear my other? You want to hear my other song?
Sure.
All right, cool. This is my last song I'll be playing tonight. I want to thank you all for coming out. Thanks to Harrison for having me on. This song is called Centipede. Oh my God, look at that centipede sitting alone in the bathroom sink. I think I just found another centipede. I bet that the centipede's found another me. Here we go. Leg, 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 centipede.
I think I only counted 98 legs, but that's all right. I'm only.
Ah, you're gonna call me out, Harrison?
No.
Topic Time is a show on YouTube. I have a show that is also, as well as many other places, on YouTube. I previously made fun of Topic Time on my show, and I was also a guest on Topic Time, a show that my show was made fun of that exists on ye old shit heap of a landfill YouTube, therefore proving that the internet is a toilet. If you like the show, give it a subscribe, like, or share, and if you really like the show, head to the website www.toilet.show for links to merchandise, PayPal, and so much more. Lastly, get in touch. Reach out, say hi, or just tell me about some shitty shit on the internet that you know about that I may not. But until then.
Bye, have a great time.
So that's it. What an exciting show.
Thank you for sticking around. Please enjoy a few more select Facebook posts from our buddy Harrison, read by my dear friend Teresa.
Here come those beautiful autumn hues, just like in my pubes. What? If I could ever get that stick down, it would be a great body scratcher, inside and out.
Inside and out.
I could arouse you as nicely as that flower. I think this one's for the fellas because that flower's pretty erect. I think my pillow needs Viagra, though just so you know, I don't. That pillow needs to be thrown in the garbage. It looks like a sack of potatoes and it's the same color. Gotta love these ovarian-shaped apples. Sexy stuff. Ovaries don't look like apples. I love how when I scratch my head through my hair, it kind of oozes sweat. What a turn-on! Though no male pattern baldness, so who wants to join me? Okay, Harrison, that's enough. That's enough. Never in the history of man has oozes ever been sexy. That's disgusting.
See you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Woo-hoo!